Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Welcome to The Flavor. Today, yes, we want to bring you another show. We hope you're going to like our guests. And man, do we have a guest for you today here. As you know, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. That's right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you don't hear from me, everyone who's listening, and have a good day with as far as the green, the Guinness, the dancing, and the bands, happy St. Patrick's Day. Okay, now back to our show. Well, last Tuesday was 3/14. That is National Pie Day, P-I Day. That was for our, we had a song with the pie, it was called the Pie Song. Do you hear the numbers? 3-1-4-1-5-9, oh, let me stop. They did it better. But that was the Pie Song. And I was kind of looking around for see what would be a good story. And I was looking on my Facebook account, and I saw a picture, and there it was. It was President Obama. He was having some pie. And then I read on to the story. It said that a gentleman who owns the Red Truck Bakery in Virginia, you know, I am from Hampton Roads. I kept reading. From Marshall, Virginia, he owns a bakery. And he started a bakery, and he had some struggles, and he kept going, and he wrote a letter to President Obama. And let me stop there, because we have him on our show. Yes, right. We have Brian Noyes on our show today on Flavor Living Radio, so you can get the real story from Brian. He's going to tell you what happened from the beginning to end, just everything. And we're going to have some more, also some prizes here, during our interview. Hope you guys like and listen. But we'll be right back with more here on Flavor Living Radio.
Every year, on St. Patrick's Day, the world goes green. But here in Ireland, every day is bathed in green. After all, this Emerald Isle is like nowhere else on Earth. Where rugged coasts and grassy hills collide, and time can stand still or fly by. It is a place where music flows as easily as conversations, and welcomes are warm and delivered with a smile. Happy St. Patrick's Day from everyone here in Ireland.
Welcome back to The Flavor. That was from Ireland, wishing everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day from the country of Ireland. Come on, you can't beat that. We have to go to our interview here. And listen, again, 2 days ago, today, 2 days ago, on the 14th, 3/14, was Pi Day. So we're going to our interview to talk to Brian Noyes from the Red Truck Bakery. And here we go.
And owner of the Red Truck Bakery, Brian Noyes. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going? Well, very good. Thanks very much for having me.
Wow, man. You're in Virginia. I'm in Virginia, too. I'm in the Hampton Roads. But you're in Virginia, in the northern part of Virginia. Yeah?
Right up in Virginia Piedmont Hunt Country, just about 45 minutes outside of the D.C. Beltway.
Wow. So the Marshall Warrant. Man, this Pi Day, because, there's two very important events that happened on the 14th. Everybody, yes, right? Too big a bit.
The Pi thing with us was just kind of crazy. I mean, the White House got a hold of our Pi. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. And they decided that they wanted to get a picture of the president with it. They wanted to feature it on Pi Day 314 and on their Facebook page. And so we kind of been eagerly waiting all day. And finally we got the call that, of course, it's going to be unveiled at 3:14 p.m. So right at that second, up it popped, and I think at 3:15 the phone started ringing like crazy.
Well, I mean, let's go back to the story about what happened. I want to tell everybody about your background, but what happened in January? You did something in January.
Well, I think over the last couple of years, I finally got a little tired of hearing President Obama getting beat up by everybody. I mean, he inherited this pretty awful economy. As his inauguration hit, I had quit my job as the art director of Smithsonian Magazine. I was art director of the Washington Post before that, and wanted to launch a rural bakery, and quit my job, cashed in everything, rounded up investors, found an old 1921 Esso service station, renovated that, and suddenly the economy just tanked, and on to the Great Recession, and the investors pulled out before they even put in, and I was pretty much left alone with no job, a long lease, and a food dream. So I kind of just did it myself, and no help from outside. I was baking some pies out of our red truck. It's an old farm truck I bought from designer Tommy Hilfiger. And I knew you'd like that one.
You mean he happened to be in Virginia there, or
no? He was up in Connecticut, and this truck sat on his farm there. And it showed up online for sale. It never said who it was, and I loved it. And I was vetted as a able buyer, I got turned over to the seller, who turned out to be the fashion designer. And he sent me a real nice note afterwards. But it's kind of been parked in front of the Red Truck Bakery ever since, and it appears on all our labeling. But I was selling pies and cakes out of that before we opened up the freestanding bakery, and it just kind of grew and grew. The New York Times food writer Marion Burroughs somehow got a hold of one of our pies before we opened up that freestanding bakery site, and she included in a roundup of her favorite foods for the year for holiday giving, and our fledgling website went from 24 hits on that Tuesday to 57,000 hits the next morning when that story came out. So I knew I had to be on my way to pursue this thing, or it was never going to happen.
Wow, you're like in our town here in Virginia, this is it.
So, we did that. The economy tanked. I got scared. I had a staff hired. We did what we can to keep it going. It was a lot of sleepless nights worrying about payroll and all that, but I was going to stick it out. 7 years later, the economy was in good hands with his team and whatever other forces helped it along. And we went from 4 employees to 49 employees. We just opened up our main headquarters in a location that's 4 times the size of that little gas station. So now we have 2 locations. We do a lot of shipping nationwide, a couple thousand things out every year, mostly in December. And, so I thought, okay, well, it's time to send the big guy a note and thank him for it, just give him my backstory of sticking with him. And, you know, I mean, it was the address online. Who knows who really even sees those letters? But that was, it was Valentine's Day weekend. I had just left the bakery. I was at home, and my store manager called and said that a guy from the White House just dropped off a letter from the president. And I said, really? Well, I'll look at that tomorrow. So I came in Sunday morning and opened it up. And
you must
it,
have had a look like...
Well, I mean, I first thought that this doesn't happen. And then here it is, something hand-delivered, his embossed stationery, his handwriting. And I then got an email from his head speechwriter who said in his email, I hope you got the letter from the president. We don't normally hand-deliver his correspondence, but that happened for three reasons. The president really liked your story. The president loves pie. And I'm on my way to the Inn at Little Washington for Valentine's Day with my fiancé, he said. So he stopped by. He picked. Okay. He dropped off the letter. He picked up a pecan pie and some of our chocolate moonshine cakes to take back to his correspondent staff. And he wrote me back this note about that. And so I wrote him again and said, hey, thanks very much, really appreciate it. But the pie that you should really get in front of the president is our sweet potato pecan pie with bourbon. And he says, well, I'll let you know what he says. And he wrote back about 20 minutes later and says, it was all in cap letters, POTUS says yes.
So you suggested, you're like, hey, look, this is a good pie, but I have another one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, sweet potato pie? I mean,
yes. And bourbon,
well, yeah, bourbon doesn't hurt either. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good mix right there, you know.
So. Yeah, yeah. So he let me know where to send it so it could get to him. I made a delivery. I came in the next morning. I made these two pies. I sent them off to him. He also liked our meatloaf sandwiches when he dropped off the letter, and so I threw a couple more of those in there too. And I was just checking into a hotel in North Carolina the next weekend, and I got a call back from the speechwriter, and he says, you're not going to believe this, but the president really loves this pie. He said it's a darn good pie. That's the cleaned up version. I'm not going to use the quote he really used. It's the best quote in the world that I could ever use.
I'm just playing. Come on now. I understood.
But So that's when he said, yeah, we're going to do this. Oh, yeah. He said, that's when he said we're going to do this posting for Pi Day 314. So we've been eagerly awaiting it and making those pies like crazy and putting them on our website for shipping nationwide, and even moved our website to its own server just in case there was a problem. Our website host looked up his Facebook page and saw that the president had something like 17 million followers. So it was a little scary for us.
And at least he had a cool web hosting. He was thinking like, hey, this is going to be
my. So the response has been great. I mean, it's just been incredible. Yeah. I mean, who could have thought this would happen? And as this guy told me, he gets, you know, like 10,000 letters a day, and there's a correspondence team that picks maybe 9 or 10 to put on his desk each morning, and happen to pick this one. So, I mean, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, but the most important part of it is, like, you make good pie. You back it
up. Yeah, well, he found that
pie,
out.
You know? Wow. I was on Facebook the other day, and I was like, bam, and I saw the article. I was like, and then I started reading, and I was like, oh, cool, David Bryan, but, you know, that's a cool guy. And then it started talking about the story about the pies and how it happened on the 14th. I was like, I got to call and find out if I can have a cool, you know, like a real short interview, you know? So that's why I was calling.
Well, I could have been the most hospitable guy by sending one to you ahead of time. I didn't even think of it until right now, but we've been a little busy.
Yeah, if you want to still do that later on, that it will be fine.
Fine. You know that'll happen.
But you know your background. You went to the Culinary Institute for cooking, for being a dessert and pastry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other CIA. I was.
Yeah, what a story from the Red Truck Bakery and Brian Knowles and just what happened there. And there's more. We have to go back and hear more what happened. But I thought first, before we go back, there's a new artist. Her name is Felicia Hoyas. She's from the Hampton Roads area. She's a great singer. I mean, my girlfriend and I have always been great fans. We've been good fans, and she has many fans around here. Hopefully, after you hear this song, she'll have new fans. Her single's called December, and listen, download, email her if you like the song, and download it and be a new fan. But here's her single. It's called December.
I hope you're satisfied with the choices you've made. God forbid you make a mistake. What's that you say you love me enough to let me go? You took it all away before I really got to know all of it. You are content with your loneliness. You feel alone in a crowded room. What's that you say? I'll be better off this way. Better off alone rather than with you. With you. Oh. Just give up on a good thing. You even said so yourself. This is the real thing. This is what's in a lifetime kind of love. Oh yeah. I hate the month of December because of you. I remember all the things you put me through.
Oh, man, what a song from Felicia Hoyas. What a good song there called December here on Flavor Lemon Radio. Listen, we have to go back to our interview and speak with Brian Knowles from the Red Truck Bakery.
Facial hair can make a man look grand, but there's a time and a place for the stuff. And the time isn't St. Patty's Day, and the place isn't a pub. Drinking a stout with a freshly shaven face is one of the most enjoyable things a man or a woman can do. Yet the unkempt, different breeds of the same unnatural beast. The slurps, the dabbies, the duck's quilt. The angry fish, the reverse duck's quilt, the foamy combers, the oysters Rockefeller, the tune ticklers, the blowholes. Shave your face for the love of plums.
Okay, we're really going to go back to the interview. I just St. Patrick's Day unexpectedly kind of out of nowhere. So I had to do something about, you know. So, okay, we're going to go back. As we go back, Brian talks about how his background in the culinary, in pastries and desserts, and how he got started.
Spending some vacation time at the Washington Post and Smithsonian by going to classical food training, breads and pastries, cafe breads, French pastries. So it's, you know, and I've had other schooling. Actually, even better was the L'Académie de Cuisine just outside of D.C., where I learned so much. Taught by, of all things, the former White House pastry chef.
Wow.
So it, you know, it's been a really fun thing. We opened the bakery up 7 years ago. We just opened this new location in September on Labor Day, and there's been incredible amount of attention. The actor Robert Duvall lives right down the road, and he came by to. He's been a good customer, a good friend, and he.
Okay.
He cut the ribbon for us, but, you know, being a cowboy, he didn't want to mess with a ribbon. He wanted a cowboy rope. So
yeah,
I found
yeah,
one of those at Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we lassoed it up, and he whipped through it with his pocket knife, which I took from him immediately and told him he's never getting that back.
Yeah, man, he's a cool actor too, man. Really good actor. Yeah, I saw you went to Mexico. You did training in Mexico, yeah?
Yeah, I trained with kind of renowned chef Rick Bayless, who owns a big group of Mexican restaurants in Chicago. And, you know, he's been on the Food Network and everything. So the chance to study under him in Mexico for a week in a former convent in Oaxaca was just too much to pass up. And so we're putting some of that to use here at the bakery. We're going to start rolling out some empanadas and some other items. It's people pull off the freeway here and find us, and it seems like everybody wants lunch, so we're trying to keep up with the lunch crowd and find different ways to do that, little tacos, that kind of thing.
Well, there's not many places I know, I count of. I've been here through that sell pie. Not many places, you know, that really make homemade pie. Because you said everything there is fresh, right?
Right. We don't use anything canned or frozen. We're kind of out here in the real fertile kind of farm belt here. And, you know, there's so much great stuff nearby. When we first opened, people couldn't understand why they couldn't order a cherry pie in the middle of December. But, you know, anybody doing cherry pies that time of year is just getting them out of a can or frozen, and it's just not nearly the same. So I kind of wanted to educate customers on, you know, enjoying this at the peak of season and anticipating it and longing for it when you couldn't get it. So it's, you know, cherry season's really short, but boy, they really line up for our pies then. There's nothing like, we have a really great peach crop here, which is kind of surprising to me. So, you know, maybe for a month or so, a month and a half, we're just making some incredible peach pies, berry pies. But, you know, once that season's over, that stuff's gone, and then we move on to pumpkin or apple or pecan or this crazy sweet potato pie.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible story, man. The president of the United States, Brian. Wow. Wow, man.
Yeah, we'll say yep with it. You might have to do an update once you taste it, but it's really good. It's a it's kind of two pies in one, and I kind of describe it to you. You know, it's our good crust. Everything's made by hand here. We roll that out by hand.
Okay.
It's a real creamy whipped sweet potato layer, and it's a hearty layer, maybe, you know, 3/4 of an inch or an inch thick. There's an easy touch on the spices and some good heavy cream and some good bourbon in there. So it's kind of that sweet potato pumpkin-y pie there. But then picture the goop of a pecan pie. That's on top of that, with then the goops of pecans on top of that, and then there's bourbon in that. And then friends of ours started this bourbon smoked foods company in Louisville, Kentucky, and they smoke out of bourbon barrels sugar for us, and we sprinkle that on top, so it gives it a little smoky, bourbony, crackly crunch to the very top layer of the pie.
Wow. I saw that today coming by. You have an Irish chocolate cake with Guinness stuff.
Yeah, boy, I've got that stuff all over me right now because that's all we're making. Today's the last day to ship it in time for St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, they're flying out of here today. We've got, I don't know, 5 or 6 people in the kitchen working on those.
I got it. Wow,
but
man.
It's a great, well, that cake is so good. It's like eating a big fat Oreo cookie with a big white fluffy Bailey's Irish cream glaze on top of it. But we'll have those through the month. The week of St. Patty's Day, people wanted them much more, so we do them all through March every year.
Well, how can people order your? Because I saw that you can order the pies and have them shipped and flown.
Right, on our website redtruckbakery.com, we feature two pies. They're the pies that are the sturdiest for shipping because. Sometimes our men in brown don't take a whole lot of care with them and end up upside down on somebody's doorstep. But the mincemeat pie, Esquire did a story on ours about my plan to resurrect the much maligned mincemeat pie, and it's real popular at Christmas and Father's Day. I think everybody's father and grandfather used to love it, so. We make a lot of those then. And then we also ship this the sweet potato pecan pie with bourbon, which is a big clunky name, and it may become the presidential pie.
Now, yes, the famous pie. This is famous now pie. This is the famous pie from here on out. Wow. Yes, well, man, we had to have you on. Is there anything that the whole process that was like, wow, was there a moment where you want to share with the radio and myself that this was like, that just kind of surprised you? Well, of course, the whole experience, but was there some moment or was there something that happened?
Well, it was the whole thing, I mean, involving the president was pretty crazy. I mean, to get hand-delivered letter, and then it just moved on to this. I mean, and he's posting pictures of himself eating the pie. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how I found it. I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. Wow. So we haven't even really wrapped our heads around the whole thing. It just happened Monday, and we've been busy, you know, since then trying to keep up with it and kind of looking forward to a day off just to look back at what just happened. But it's you know, but I've been reading a lot of the comments on the president's Facebook page. It's both on his personal page and the White House page, and it's amazing how people keep going back and pointing to. How pie is the great uniter, you know, and it's everybody's reading a lot more into this, but you know, we're just making a damn good pie.
Yeah, but it's really cool that the two happened to just really on the same day. That's really, you know, pie day as far as mathematical equation and making a great pie, you know, so it fit really well. You know?
Yeah, and who remembers ever hearing about Pi Day every year? I mean, it's kind of just come up the last couple of years, but it's a great twist, and they were definitely thinking there at the White House about it, so it's we had a good laugh at that.
Wow. Well, man, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio. Brian Knowles from the Red Truck Bakery, everybody. What an event, man. What an event. Woo!
Yeah, well, the proof is in the tasting, as I say, and we're open 7 days, so maybe we'll see y'all soon.
All right, man, you got to send me a pie. I don't want to. I will order it, but if you want to, you can send me. I will guard my mailbox, guard everything.
All right. Well, you got a friend here. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you.
All right. Well, man, thanks for being on Flavor Living Radio.
All right, you bet. Thanks for thinking of us.
All right.
All right, that was our show here on The Flavor. We hope you liked talking and hearing Brian Knowles from the Red Truck Bakery. What had happened to him, man, the President of the United States, having his pie on Pie Day, 314. You know, everybody have a nice St. Patrick's Day today. You should hear it today. Yes, the 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day today. Wait a minute, what's that farming noise? I hear farming noises. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Listen, we're starting a new segment on Flavor Living Radio. We're going to have somebody, kind of a farming consultant, it's a segment called The Farmer's Report. And we have Brian. He is from Suffolk, Virginia, not too far from where I'm at, but he's in Suffolk, Virginia, and his family of generations have owned the farm. And he's going to tell us a little bit about farming. And I want you guys to see here a small sample of the Farmer's Report. We're going to have the full kickoff next week on our show next week, but here's a sample of what you'll be hearing.
Me and my brother, we're actually the fifth generation.
Fifth, wow.
Farm and farm some of the same farms that my great-grandfather farmed.
Wow.
And his dad farmed.
No way. Wow.
Yep.
So fifth generation, that means a lot of knowledge was passed. There's a lot of knowledge that's passed down, you know, for farming, yeah?
A lot of knowledge and a lot of history.
Yeah, so every listing, you know, as we start in our segment, and this is he's kind of going to be our farmer consultant for our segment each week. So we had an idea. He had an idea that anybody who has questions for farmers, for continuing to do with farming, to send an email question to me, and then I'm going to send it to him, and he will answer the questions on our Farmer's Report segment about farming. About anything that, do you have any questions about this and just many different areas that myself, I want to know about too. But let's talk about, you know, farms in America. What type of items do you guys farm?
Well, we basically grow cotton, peanuts, soybeans, okay, corn, and wheat.
Ah, so all those items are very needed, wanted, big time.
Yes.
I mean, big time. So you being the fifth generation, I mean, did you always wanted to? Did you have any choice of being a farmer? I mean, I know passed down, but it was like, hey, this is. Was there any other area that you wanted to do? It was like, hey, I wanted to go from farming since I was 11.
No, I'll be honest with you, up until about my junior year in high school, I really didn't know what I wanted to do.
Understood.
And then one day it just kind of hit me, this is what I need to do, and this is what I like doing, and I'm going to keep doing it.
And we just gave you a small sample of the Farmer's Report. Yeah, from Suffolk, Virginia. That was Brian. We'll be back next week. Drive safe and eat well, and have a great holiday weekend here on The Flavor.
Restaurants and recipes with adventure.